Okay, Chazal have an interesting drasha from the first pasuk in this week's parsha. The Gemara Maseches Erev in Daf Nun Dalet Amud Beis, it at least sounds like an interesting drasha. The question is what in the world it means. It's not abundantly clear. The Gemara tells us that Rabbi Kiva Omer, Minayin Shechayev Adam L'Shanus L'Talmido Ad She'ilamdenu. How do you know they have to teach your child until he learns? So that we don't quote from this week's parasha, that's V'lamadtas B'nei Yisrael, Tvarim Lamed Aleph. U'minayin Ad She'tei Sedura B'fiyem. How do I know that you have to teach it until they're fluent in it? It's Sedura B'fiyem. Shenemar Sima B'fiyem. U'minayin Shechayev L'Haros Lo Panim. And how do I know that on top of teaching the student until he learns it and making sure that it's stura b'fiyem, that you also need to be marilo panim? Shanemar, because the pasuk says ve'ela hamishpatim asher tasim lifneihem. So you see that you have to be marilo panim. So the only difficulty that we have is what in the world does it mean to be marilo panim? What does it mean to show him face as you are teaching him Torah? What exactly is that telling us about the chiyuv of a rebbe to a talmud? To a Talmud that he is marilo panim. Second, most Rishonim, Rashi Maseches Kiddushin Daf Chavtes, the Arayim, hold that there are two independent mitzvahs. There's a mitzvah to learn Torah and to teach Torah, and that these mitzvahs are not the same; they're independent of each other. The Rambam, however, counts as one mitzvah, mitzvah saseh yud aleph, to learn and to teach. The Rambam says in Sefer Mitzvos, mitzvah saseh yud aleph. Shetivanu lilmod chachmas haTorah ulilamda. We have a mitzvah to learn chachmas haTorah and to teach it. Vizeu shenikra Talmud Torah, and that's what we call the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. V'amru v'shinantam levenecha v'lashon sefri levenecha elu talmidecha. The levenecha is expanded not only to your biological children but talmidim as well. V'chein atamot v'kal makom shetalmidim kriyim banim shnei raviyot b'nei anviim. And we find all the time in Tanakh, the Talmidim are called Banim. B'nei Hanavim doesn't mean the biological children. So the Rambam very clearly, though, makes one mitzvah to learn and to teach. The question is why? Those are very different activities. There are people that learn all day and never teach a word. There are people that teach all day and don't really have much time to learn. What does it mean that it's one mitzvah to learn and to teach? Third, the Shulchan Aruch and Aruch Chaim Sim Mem Zayin Sif Gimel paskins that when you write Divrei Torah, you should say a Birchas HaTorah before doing so. Whereas if a person is Maharher B'Divrei Torah, he does not recite a Birchas HaTorah before being Maharher B'Divrei Torah. And the Taz questions how we can reconcile those two halachos. Meaning, after all, we paskin Ksiva's Lav K'Dibur Dami, that it seems that writing is not the same as speaking, even though that's not really a sugya, whether Ksiva's K'Dibur or Lav K'Dibur, but Achronim talk about it at least, or you know, in terms of Rabbi Kivegr with Sfiras HaOmer, if you write Sfiras HaOmer, whether it's Kedibor or not, maybe you have, but in the Gemara you have about Haggadah Seidus, Mipiem V'lo Mipiksavim, but let's assume that we paskin that if this were a concept, that Ksiva is Lav Kedibor Dami, so if that's the case, ask the Taz, why should being Kosev Divrei Torah be any different than being Maharer Divrei Torah? Yes, there's Divrei Torah going through your head, but still, you're not saying Divrei Torah, so why in the world would you require a Birch HaTorah to be Kosev Divrei Torah, but not to be Mahar Divrei Torah? So I think there's by now a famous approach that's been offered. It must predate him because it seems like so yisodistic, but it was offered by Rav Bitzal Jolti Zichrono Levracha in the Mishnah Siyavitz in Aruch Chaim Simcha Vav. Rav Yonatan Sachs loves to quote this piece from Rav Jolti. And he quotes it, Rav Sachs quotes it in the Sefer on Pirkei Avos, that the chiv of Talmud Torah isn't just to listen to a shir, to hear Torah. The Gemara tells us it has to be ad shei mechudadim beficha, that we're supposed to be fluent in Torah to the point that if somebody asks us a question, al tegamgim b'tomer lo, ela amar lo miyad, you have to be able to respond immediately. And apparently, the sheer for how fluent one has to be in learning is to the point that he'll be able to give the Torah over to somebody else. That's the test of one's fluency in learning. And that's why the Rambam counts it as one mitzvah. Having learned the Torah is only a partial kiyum until one is able to teach Torah as well. If he learned to the point, if he reached that madrega, that sheer of being able to teach, then he knows that his learning was good enough. If you can, and that's like yisodistic. That's why the chavrusa system works so well, because if you need to explain it to somebody else, you really need to clarify it in your own mind. Sometimes you read something, you learn something, and you convince yourself that it's clear in your mind until you have to try to explain it to somebody else. And then once you have to try to explain it to somebody else, you realize that maybe you didn't have it as clearly as you thought you did. And in the process of trying to explain it, you gain a greater level of clarity. And that explains, Rav Shalty, is the basis of the Shulchan Aruch. There's no mitzvah of dibur with Talmud Torah. Unlike Kriya Shema, where it says v'dibartabam, the lashon of the mitzvah of Talmud Torah is v'shinantam levanecha, not dibur. So in order to fulfill Talmud Torah, it's not necessary to speak. You just have to learn in a way that it could be given over to others. Thoughts cannot be appreciated by anybody else unless you hang out with, what do they call those guys? The mind reader guys, whatever, let's say, right? Thoughts, other people don't see your there's a word for it now. What's the word? Not ventriloquist, no. Mentalist? Okay, I guess.
The magicians on stage?
What? The guys who could read minds, they can't really. Mentalists, yeah, I guess mentalists, right. You know, whatever, you have to go to like a summer camp and have a night activity and you'll see. So unless you hang out with those guys, most people cannot see your hirhurim of Torah, and thankfully anything else either. So the only way to be able to transmit to anybody else is by putting it out there outside of your head. That can come in different forms. That can come in speaking, or it can come with writing. So ksiva b'divrei Torah is a form of teaching Torah. So that's the famous mahalich of Rav Shalty. But maybe there's another mahalich that can be suggested, and that is that the emphasis is not on the need for mastery of the material, but maybe the emphasis is on the need for excitement with which we approach the material. I gave this drasha in shul 10 years ago, and listen to the example I gave, so dated. Listen to that, and you'll come up with a modern day example. Here's what I wrote. If you were to log on to onlysimchas.com and look under engagements, you would find pictures of newly engaged couples with big smiles on their faces and cell phones held to their ears. You don't have that anymore. No one, first of all, no one talks on the phone anymore. Everyone just texts. And is there even such a thing as only simchas anymore? But it's only like for Hasidim, right? It's anyway, the point is, though, that what was the basis of that phenomenon? That we're so excited, we're so happy, let's call somebody else. Don't you want to spend time together? You're so excited, you're so happy. No, the point is that when you're so excited, what part of what makes you so excited is that you're like bursting. You just want to share it with other people. You want to tell the good news to other people. If you get excited about something and you know that you have to keep it a secret, it really takes a lot of the excitement out of it. It's like, oh, can I tell anybody? Nobody? Can I tell? You know, you want to share it with other people. So it's a measure of the excitement that one has. It's a measure of how one feels about the Torah when he wants to share it with other people. Maybe the Rambam's counting the Talmud Torah as a single mitzvah with learning and teaching Torah is more a function of our attitude toward Torah than our ability to master it. Teaching and learning Torah go hand in hand, not only because you have to know it well enough to teach it, but because you have to be excited enough that you would want to teach it. I just heard the most unbelievable vart. El Yada Goldberg said that growing up in Rav Meir Goldberg's house, every once in a while Rav Goldberg would say a vart, and he would get so excited, he would preface the vart by saying, I have a machshava in Hebrew, I assume, but he would say, I have a machshava, I have a thought, I have a dvar Torah. I just want to tell you that on Rosh Hashanah this year, if you take your apple and say this dvar Torah, you don't need honey. This is a sweet. That excitement that he, you know, as only Rav Goldberg could express it. That excitement over Torah. That's what we're looking for, because we have to be excited enough that we want to share it with other people. And that would explain why writing is considered a proper tzura of Talmud Torah, because writing is just another way with which to be marbitz Torah, to spread Torah and to teach Torah to other people, to get the word out there. And that may very well be the explanation of the Gemara's statement about a Rebbe being marilo panim to his Talmidim, to show face to the Talmidim. The Chiyuv is not only to teach Torah so that the Talmud can parrot the Rebbe, whatever the Rebbe said. But Rashi describes it. Laharos lopanim, zok Rashi, lo lamdo, lo seis tam bedevarav b'chol asher yuchal. He should explain it as well as possible. V'lo yomar, kach shemati, avein ata ata me'atzmecha. Don't sort of like dismiss it and say, here, this is what I heard, do with it what you will, right? V'chaveru perak rishon, she'ya omer al tamei tor, umara lopanim. Meaning the key is, for the same Torah that the student hears from the Rebbe to become something that the student relates to on his own. Show it to him in a way that he can understand it, that he can apply it, that it means something. And then you appreciate its relevance then the Talmud will appreciate its relevance to his life, and that will be something. When the Torah is so geschmack that he wants to apply it to his life, that the Rebbe cares, not just that the Talmud knows it, but that the Talmud connects to it. That's a love of Torah. Rabbi Shai Schechter told me that on the day of the Siyum HaShas, he was speaking in Tinek. We actually were both we were both speaking in Tinek. I gave him a ride to where he was speaking. We were competing with each other, and he won. There was no competition. Chas v'shalom. Sometimes they say things. People are like, "Oh, what's your beef with?" No beef. just joking. We were speaking in different places in Tinek that day. So he was speaking. Together with Rabbi Shalom Rasner and Rabbi Reuven Tarragon, and I think Rabbi Yossi Adler were and I was speaking by myself, so of course he won. I mean, come on, he brought in all these ringers. But anyway, he was speaking with that group of people, and I think what he told me, he was assigned to speak about love of Torah, avas haTorah, excitement for Torah, and he spoke right after Rabbi Rasner. And he said that, like, there was nothing to say. He said, you guys just saw it, right? You ever see how Rabbi Rasner gives a shiur? Like, he just, like, goes into a different zone. He just becomes, he's so enamored with the Torah that he's teaching. It's very easy to learn with a guy like that, b'chavrusa, by the way. Like, you never fall asleep. You know, someone asked me a shaila recently, if your chavrusa falls asleep, do you have a chiv to wake him up? Right? You don't fall asleep, and that's your chavrusa, right? I mean, it's just this, it's dripping with avas haTorah. That's the way it's supposed to be. Rav Naftali Yeager was once introduced by a Talmud of his, who was celebrating a Siyum HaShas. I think I heard this from Rabbi Yechiel Weberman, who was that Talmud. The way Rabbi Weberman introduced Rav Yeager, Rav Yeager's Rosh Yeshiva of Sher Yashuv, for those who don't know, he's a Gaon Olam, a tremendous, tremendous Talmud Chacham. So the way Rabbi Weberman was introducing Rabbi Yeager was he was saying over the idea that a Talmud, a Rebbe-Talmud relationship is like the father-son relationship, and that's why in Tanakh, like we said before, the Talmud, Vishnatum Vanecha, Vanecha Elu Talmidecha. The Talmud pointed out, Rabbi Weberman pointed out, that some poskim go so far as to say that there's a partial mitzvah, kiyum mitzvah, of pur revu by having talmidim to whom one teaches Torah. And with that, he introduced Rav Yeager to speak. So Rav Yeager said, you know, Rav Shlomo Kluger writes that when it comes to pur revu, it's not enough for a man to sire children. The children themselves have to have the ability to have their own children. And only then are you fully mekayim the mitzvah of pur revu. So, for one to be mekayim the mitzvah of being melamei Torah the Talmidav, it's not enough to teach Talmidim. They have to have the capacity to teach others. So that's why the very first mission in Avos doesn't just tell us that Moshe received and taught the Torah, but that Yehoshua taught it as well, and so did the Zakenim. Meaning, v'chule, right? Meaning it's going through that the Mesiras HaTorah is a reflection of a proper teaching of the Torah in the first place. And along the lines of what we've been saying, a Rebbe's job is not only to teach to the point that the students can know it, but to the point that the students will be excited enough to want to share it. And you note that there's that more than you remember the content of the Divrei Torah, you remember the excitement with which it was given. You remember the Avas HaTorah that you learned from. You know, I certainly remember from that we've learned from our Rashi Yeshiva, our Rebbeim over here. And this is a critical element of success. Many of you are going to be going into chinuch or rabbanus, and even if you're not, you're going to be saying shiurim because you're going to be capable people and are capable people of being marbitz Torah. There's a lot of thought sometimes that teachers put into how to clearly present material and how to present material in a way that that kids will understand, or that people who maybe aren't as well educated in Torah will understand. And that's important. It is important to think about how to express things clearly and how to make it manageable for people listening to the shiur. Even more important than that is to give over a sense, of course, of connection and love for the Talmidim themselves, but also a sense of just genuine ahavas haTorah, of love for the material. You'll often find that the best teachers in any subject are the teachers that really love what they're teaching, like they live it, that they find that to be what gives them their chiyus. And with the Torah Kedosha, it is what gives us chiyus. So for a person to internalize that and be able to transmit that, that's ultimately the goal, and that's the first pasuk in this week's parasha, according to the Gemara in Maseches Erevin, to be Mar Lo Panim Ela Hamishpatim Asher Tasim Lifnehem.